Good morning. This reading is from Spiritual Elixir, from the chapter entitled Mind and Soul. Master Kripal wrote, "The casual spells of depression or disencouragement should be avoided by sweetly reposing in his will and pleasure. You should please note that it is the negative attitude of the mind which often brings forth such periods of anxiety, resulting in vague frustration and resentment. You should always feel happy and contented while attending to your mundane and spiritual obligations as best you can. There is no greater grace than having been initiated by the competent living master and enjoying his protective guidance at each step with his grace. The sound current, soul, and master are all one. Your growing interest in its listening brings you near the fountainhead of bliss. It feeds the soul and traps the mind of its old age dross, Past karma is wiped out by its rapturous listening with the grace of the master. The initiates are invariably stressed the importance of listening to this divine sound so as to be free from the reaction of present karma, which they have to contract while meeting their legitimate duties in accordance with their fate karma. The holy sound current, growing more powerful at times, denotes his constant protection to you and an invitation for proceeding ahead within, under his guidance. You should listen to it so devotedly that your entire self is merged in it, and let it transport you into the beyond to taste the higher bliss." Earnest and persistent efforts are needed for achieving better results. Perfection walks very slowly, yet each right step is a forward one under the gracious guidance and protection of the living master. Mind has its ramifications and it roams about. It has been doing this for ages. It must be chained at the eye focus with loving and sincere efforts. It is not your karma that holds you back, nor is it responsible when you miss your meditations, but rather the treacherous misleading of your mind, which can be subdued and controlled by careful planning and execution. When you are fully convinced that the fountainhead of peace and harmony is within, and that you have the key and means to tap within, you should not let the precious moments pass without deriving maximum spiritual benefit. You are simply to decide and then act. In regard to your difficulty in concentration, which you say has increased since your initiation, you will be able to understand this from a parable narrated for your calm consideration. Mind is just like a horse tied with the fetters of matter, and normally it dominates the spirit. Mind, being the agent of the negative power, is quite satisfied so long as one continues all efforts in its domain and does not resent stillness and concentration. When the mind is attuned within with the holy initiation from a competent master, the rope is cut asunder and the soul is set free to travel back into the realms of peace and harmony, which are beyond the scope of the negative power. So the impeding forces make a futile attempt to harbor the efforts of the spiritual aspirant, least or less the soul is completely disencloaked from the bondage of mind and matter. The factors with which you are confronted are the normal features of any spiritual aspirant. They work as a blessing in disguise when one's sincerity and integrity are tested at every step, and one becomes more firm and resolute with the grace of the master. you will appreciate that it is due to the overwhelming gracious protection of the Master that the child disciple progresses smoothly on the holy path. You need not apprehend it in any way, but instead carry on earnestly and steadfastly. The God power that is responsible for everything must be understood, and this understanding comes only if one is able to know one's inner self, the soul. As the soul is of the same essence as God, this may be achieved by experimenting in the human laboratory under the guidance of a competent master. The disciple must rise above body consciousness for this purpose. As a scientist carries out his experiments in a laboratory under the guidance of a science professor, so the disciple in like manner, in the science of the soul, is helped by a competent master to experience God in the laboratory of the human body and to develop spirituality from day to day. And that ends the reading from Spiritual Elixir, chapter Mind and Soul, and we'll meditate until 10:55 when I'll ring the bell.
Come, 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 my beloved Kirpalji, the support of the suffering ones. Who else is there who can reshape my distorted fate? This is a bhajan of Sanchi's, Aja, Aja, Aja Mere Kirpalji, and it's on page 85. Come see what the condition of your disciples has become. Today all the dear ones have become torn apart. Who else is there who can reshape my distorted fate? Today, O giver, without you, it has become dark. O beloved of Sawan, come give us the darshan. The storm of sin is raging. Come and save us. O beloved Satguruji, except you, there is no other support. In this burning world, the fire is raging. O giver, shower grace and bring the fountains of nectar. You are the protector of the Sangat, and Ajaib says one thing. I have left all other refuge and rely only on your support. Who else is there who can reshape my distorted fate? Come, 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 my beloved Kirpalji, the support of the suffering ones. Who else is there who can reshape my distorted fate? Sabhajan of Sanchis on page 85. Aja, aja, aja mere kirpalji, dukhiya de sahare, he kon jo bigari meri takdeer subare. Aja, aja, aja mere kirpalji, dukhiya de sahare, he kon jo bigari meri takdeer subare. Aave ki tere sevakanda hal ki hoya, he hal ki hoya. Aave ki tere sevakanda hal ki hoya, he hal ki hoya. Aaj keru keru ho gaye ne sab veer pyare, he kon jo bigari meri takdeer subare. Aja, aja, aja mere kirpalji, dukhiya de sahare, he kon jo bigari meri takdeer subare. आज तेरे बाजो दाता जी आंदे रहो गया आंदे रहो गया आज तेरे बाजो दाता जी आंदे रहो गया आंदे रहो गया देवो दर्शन आके जी सावन दे प्यारे हे कौन जो बिगरी मेरी ठक जिस बारे आजा मेरे कृपाल जी दुखिया दे सहारे हे कौन जो बिगरी मेरी ठक जिस बारे पापांडी नेरी चलिए बचाओ आए के बचाओ आए के पापांडी नेरी चलिए बचाओ आए के बचाओ आए के ना तेरे बाजो होर सहारा सतगुरु जी प्यारे हे कौन जो बिगरी मेरी ठक दिस बारे आजा मेरे कृपाल जी दुखिया दे सहारे हे कौन जो बिगड़ी मेरी ठक जिस बारे इस दुनिया सर्दी बाली दे बांबार है मचा रहे बांबार है मचा रहे इस दुनिया सर्दी बाली दे बांबार है मचा रहे बांबार है मचा रहे जे अकारो दाता जी लावो अमृत पुहारे हे कौन जो बिगरी मेरी ठक जिस बारे आजा मेरे कृपाल जी दुखिया दे सहारे हे कौन जो बिगड़ी मेरी ठक जिस बारे संगत दातु है राका जी एक अर्ज अजायब करे एक अर्ज अजायब करे संगत दातु है राका जी एक अर्ज अजायब करे एक अर्ज अजायब करे मेरा किया आसरा तेरा चढ़े हो सहारे हे कौन जो बिगड़ी मेरी ठक दिस बारे आजा मेरे कृपाल जी दुखिया दे सहारे हे कौन जो बिगड़ी मेरी ठक दिस बारे
You are the protector of the Sangha, and Ajayab says one thing. I have left all other refuge and rely only on your support. Come, 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 my beloved Kirpalji, the support of the suffering ones. Who else is there who can reshape my distorted fate? See, and we have one announcement, and it's a reminder that Sanpani Ashram is hosting a one-day virtual retreat starting tomorrow, Monday, July 6th, in remembrance of Sanchi's life. The schedule and the login information has been sent out in an email with the subject on it, July 6th retreat. And we hope you can join us for the meditation and the satsangs tomorrow on this very special day of remembrance of Sanchi. And in remembrance, I would like to read a message that was sent to the disciples of Kirpal Singh on August 21st, 1976. This was the second anniversary of his physical departure, of Master Kirpal's physical departure. And the title of the message is The Message of Love. And Sanchi says, "Dear brothers and sisters in the West, I send you namaste and love. Previously also I sent a message in the form of a tape recording, and it was that all brothers and sisters should be one and should meditate. Our Satguru Maharaj Kirpal Singh Ji came into this world with the message of love, and he taught us to love. And even now we should work according to his message and his teachings. Everybody should have love for all and should meditate. We can see him and receive his love even now if we go in, because he is all pervading. He is residing in all of us, in everybody. Unless we have more love for him and a keen desire to meet him, we can't go in and see him. How can one love God if he or she is not loving his creation? One saint says, when a disciple meets a fellow disciple, both are happy and both bow down at each other's feet. This only is the path of the bhaktas or devotees, and this only is the true discipleship. But the path is very sharp and smaller even than the size of a hair. The guru will not manifest where disciples do not respect each other. Saints say that the guru will never be with those who do not have love and respect for others. So all we guru bhais, our brothers and sisters in our master, should love each other. And whenever we meet any initiate of our master Kirpal, we should be very happy to see him and understand him as our own brother or sister. If we are treating others badly, master will never help us and he will never manifest within us, because our Satguru has taught us to love one another. Our Master Kirpal Singh Ji brought many communities and religions together on one level and one platform. Can't we, brothers and sisters, also sit together? Why are we lacking in all this? Because we are not doing meditation and we have forgotten the Master's message. Even now, those who are meditating are accepting the Master's message and will, and they see him. What was the Master's message? First of all, to know thyself. We can know ourselves only when we rise above the influence of mind and Maya. Then only will we realize for ourselves who we are. We are one ray of God. Our soul is of the essence of the Oversoul. And when we experience this within us, that we are all souls, and of the same essence of the Oversoul, we see soul in everybody and we love everybody, understanding them as a soul and not the body. It doesn't matter whether he is good or bad in nature. We have to love him, knowing that he is a soul and of the essence of the Oversoul, and that Master Kirpal is sitting in him. It has come in my experience about Master Kirpal that he is the owner of all creation, that he is all pervading. In water, there is kirpa. On earth, there is kirpa. It was kirpa. It will be kirpa. And it is kirpa. Here is kirpa. There is also kirpa. That kirpa who gave salvation to our soul. That kirpa who has united us with our long separated God. And even now, who is all pervading. Those who are meditating can go and meet him, even today. And that kirpa was never born, never died, and he was never in the cycle of birth and death. As long as there was hukam, God's will, he worked while staying in the body, and only with hukam, he left the body. He comes in the body with hukam, and he leaves the body with hukam. He disappears for those people who are not doing meditations, but he never disappears for those who are doing meditations and who are contacting him. Why do I always praise Master Kirpal? And why am I so grateful to him? Consider that if one man loses some gold and somebody helps him to get back the gold, with which he makes many buildings and does other things, whom do you think he will thank? Will he thank the gold or that man who helped him to get back his gold? In the same way, Master Kirpal Singh Ji united us back with our long separated God. So I am always grateful to him that he has united me and us with our long separated God who resides within us. That is the reason why I am always grateful to him. He is the King of Kings. He is the donor. He is full of mercy, and he came down to be kind to us and to show us love. Even now, he is showering mercy and blessings and grace while residing in Sachkhand. He is merciful to everybody. There are no differences. He is above the pairs of opposites. We should also try to become beggars for his mercy and blessings, and we should become claimants of his mercy and blessings. And how can we do that? We can do that when we obey him, when we work according to his message and his teachings, and when we do the practices regularly which he taught us when he initiated us. Hazur used to say to leave 100 urgent works for attending satsang and 1,000 urgent works for doing the meditation. He used to say that as our body needs food in order to work properly, in the same way our soul, which is hungry from ages and ages, also needs food. And meditation is the food of our soul. He used to say that unless you give food to your soul first, never give food to your body. First of all, it is meditation. Miss the worldly affairs, but never miss meditation. So meditation is a necessity, and it is the first thing, it is most important. If we will not meditate, we will forget the message and teachings of our master. We will be divided into parties. We will forget meditations, and we will forget Master's theme. And then lust and anger, greed, attachment, and egoism will conquer us. Swamiji says that those who are not meditating are suffering. Sleep and laziness trouble them, and they fall in illusions. So those who do not meditate become lazy and spiritually poor, and they fall in the great illusion. What is the great illusion? The great illusion is that what we see according is that what we see according to our own level. That this is my community, this is my religion, I am a learned man, I am intelligent, etc. We see this as our reality. But saints see this world according to the other level. And they warn us that nothing here will accompany you after you die. not your wealth, not your health, not your sons, not your daughters. No skill will accompany you, not your intelligence. Nothing will go with you. The only thing which will accompany you and help you is God Satguru, who has initiated you and taken responsibility for you, and whom we are not loving today. So saints say that if you will not meditate, then these things will put pressure on you, because lust, anger, greed, attachment, egoism, all lie within us. Nothing comes from outside. If we manifest nam within us, then where there is nam, there will be no calm. And calm means lust. And where there is lust, you can't manifest nam within you. As day and night cannot exist at one time in one place, similarly, nam and calm cannot exist at one time in one place. When the eagle of love comes, there is no place for the small birds of sin. So everybody has to meditate. And meditation is the first thing. When we will meditate, love will be manifested automatically within us. And if love is manifested within us, since God is the form of love, God is manifested within us. Guru Gobind Singh says, I am telling you a true thing, a true formula. Listen very carefully. Only those who love can know God. Only those who love can know God. So the first thing is meditation. And the second thing is love for all. If we will meditate, love will start manifesting in us. Meditation and love go side by side. So as I told you first, when a disciple meets a fellow disciple, both should be happy seeing each other and be respectful and have love for each other. And they should understand each other as better than themselves. That only is bhakti or devotion. But the path of devotion is sharper than the razor's edge. We have to prepare ourselves to walk on that path. Moreover, that path is thinner than the thickness of a hair. So we have to walk on that. We are supposed to walk on that. We have to prepare ourselves to walk on that path. Where disciples do not have respect and love for fellow disciples, the guru will not come. The five dacoits will find no place where the guru's love is there. There will be no party propaganda, and there will be no other evil things. So we have to do meditation as our master has taught us. We should be responsible for our own selves, and we should remember that our Satguru has told us to meditate, and so we should meditate. Generally, what do? We do not meditate, but start finding fault and criticizing others and abusing others. We do not save our own house, which is being burnt by the fire of lust, of anger, greed, attachment, and egoism. But we carry on, but we are carrying water for others. So Kabir says that those who do not meditate, but teach others, will get sand in their mouths. One who is not worried about his own farm, but is only concerned about others' courtyards, what will happen to him? His farm will be destroyed. So what do we have to do? We should think as to whether we are protecting ourselves from all of these bad deeds or not. Are we being looted by them? Or are we protecting ourselves from them? Because the power of destruction is residing within us, and so is the power of survival. Badness is within us, and so is goodness. We have to select the path, either good or bad. If we want to meet the Satguru within, then we have to choose the path of good. When Hazur Maharaj Baba Sawan Singh Ji left the body, people celebrated the death anniversary on the 2nd of April. But Mastana Ji, an advanced disciple of Baba Sawan Singh Ji, what did he do? He celebrated the birthday of Baba Sawan Singh Ji. And he always used to say that the master never dies. Guru Nanak also said, "My Satguru is ever and ever. He never comes, he never goes. He is immortal. He is all-pervading. He never dies." Mastana Ji had manifested Sawan Singh in him, and that was why he could say that master never dies. He had manifested the truth within him. And when people celebrated the death anniversary, he celebrated the birthday. He used to say, "Why did you have a guru who is subject to birth and death?" So now, as to those who are saying that Satguru Kirpal Singh Ji has left, I truly say about them that they have never smelled the fragrance and were not aware of Master's power. Master Kirpal, who is the master of all creation and who was never in the cycle of birth and death, is even now residing in the higher planes. Those who are approaching him are receiving his message and seeing him, but those who are not approaching him are wandering here and there and asking others. This is not a matter of asking. It is a matter of experience. Those who go to higher planes are aware of every satsangi's position in meditation. One who is standing on a high place sees everything. There is no necessity for asking a wrestler, "Are you stronger than me?" Wrestlers know the wrestlers, and saints know the saints. One who reaches Sach Khand knows how far the other goes. But those who are not going in, how can they know who has attained what position? If by asking they believe somebody for a while, then after a few days they do not believe because of the mind. Mind is there for deceiving. That is why saints say, "Go in and look within. Manifest the Shabd Nam within you. That Shabd which you can't describe in words. It is a matter of experience and seeing. So go in." Kabir says that Shabd is not body. It is bodiless. It cannot be described in words. Go in and see that Shabd working inside you, within your body. That is why saints and masters give us Simran, so that we can rise above our body and reach up to that bodiless Shabd. Unless one rises above this body and master's body, he can never progress, because neither the guru's body is going to live forever, nor the disciple's body is going to live forever. In reality, what is the form of the disciple? The soul is the real disciple, not the body. And Shabd is the only guru. The guru is not the body. Moreover, the disciple is not the body. Our soul is the disciple of the Shabd, which is working in the saints. And that is our real guru. When seers and sages asked Guru Nanak, "Who is your guru?" Nanak replied, "My guru is Shabd. My soul is the disciple of the Dun, which is coming from Sach Khand." When our soul wakes up and Shabd is manifested, at that time every problem is settled within, and there are no questions whether our guru is Shabd or Nam, or whether our guru is body, or whether the power which is never involved in birth and death is our guru. Kabir says that we have the body of the guru, but we have not realized the real Shabd guru. We are attached to the body, and as long as that body remains in front of us, we say, "Yes, sir, Yes, sir. Our master, our master. But as soon as that body goes away from us, we wander here and there and go astray again. What was required at that time? As long as that body was in front of us, we should have taken his help to improve ourselves, to remove our shortcomings. But at that time, we were never worried about meditation and progressing. And now when that body has left, that body has gone away, we go astray from the path which he showed us. During that time also, we are not seeking somebody's help to benefit ourselves. Even now, those who have manifested Kripal in them advise us to love each other and manifest the truth in ourselves. Even now, we can progress on the path which was shown by our master. Even now, we can reach the goal if we seek the help of someone who is perfect. Perfect saints who have earned their meditation will never say, "I am your guru." But on the contrary, they will fill us with the love of Master Kripal. They are here only to help us remember and to fill us with Master Kirpal's love. When Baba Sawan Singh Ji left his body, there is a well-known fact that you may be aware of. When he left his body, at that time, those who loved and came to Kripal Singh received the same love and were benefited by him because he was a true disciple. He was a perfect saint. He had love for and was always praising his master, Baba Sawan Singh. Accordingly, those who went to Mastanaji also received love and were also benefited. So Kabir says, "The guru says to respect the saints, and saints say to worship the guru. Living in the company of the saints, you can go up to Agam, the plane above Sach Khand, the unreachable plane." A saint says this because he has experienced that, and he has manifested his guru within. He says that this is his personal experience, and we should try and go ahead. He inspires us. We can understand him as our brother, friend, or whatever relation we feel like giving him, but he will never become our guru. No saint up to now has come into this world saying that he is a guru. Perfect saints will never say, "I am your guru or your master or peer." Our Huzoor, Master Kripal Singh Ji Maharaj, always used to say, "Understand me as your brother, your friend." But he never said, "I am the guru." So now we should take benefit from any perfect saint who has earned meditation and who is immersed in the love of Kripal. He is intoxicated with Kripal's love, and we can also gain something from him. We can also take a drop of love from him. The only thing is that we are not to understand him as our guru. And moreover, he will never become your guru. Excuse me. But he is your servant. He is the server of the Sangha. Hazur told me, you have to understand yourself as a server of the Sangha, a shoe wiper of the Sangha. He told me that if we will become more humble, then Master will shower more grace on us, because water will always flow down to the lowest level. It will never remain on the high place. Guru Nanak also said, "Those who will become humble will get more and will carry more. The branch of a tree which carries the most fruit bows down." In the same way, a perfect saint will never understand himself as great, but shows himself as a servant. And there is no doubt that he is the true Sevadar. He helps us as a true Sevadar, and he helps us to remember the love which we have forgotten. So we should take benefit from his company. All of us should sit together and love each other and remember our master, Satguru Kirpal, who is waiting even now to receive us in Satchkhand. And I truly tell you that even now, even today, if any disciple vacates the nine openings and rises above the outgoing faculties and reaches behind and between the two eyebrows, he will see how Hazur is working there, how Hazur is present there. If we say that we will not go to school and that the teachers should do our work, how is that possible? It is the student's duty to go to school. And after that, it is the schoolmaster's duty to teach him. Master will never come in the nine openings. So you have to vacate the nine openings and reach the place where you are shown by the master, behind and between the two eyebrows. So it is the duty of the disciple to reach that place behind the two eyebrows after controlling the outgoing faculties. There you will see how master is working. So everybody has to meditate, and they should earn their meditation, Shabnam, and always feel Master Kirpal's presence at every place. See him in all. He is sitting in all. Thank you. The next reading is a reading from The Two Ways, a collection of satsangs and writings from Sanchi. And this one is entitled The Glory of the Disciple. And the bhajan says, "The seva of Satguru is pure. Pure ones do the seva of the Satguru. Mind has misled the soul, and mind is being misled by the organs of senses, and the senses are misled by the pleasures. In this way, everyone is misled. It is like a princess who was supposed to marry a prince and take her place as the queen. But instead of marrying the prince, she chose to be the companion of a sweeper, and she is not honored. Our soul belongs to Satnam, and she has a very high status. But instead of going to Satnam, our home, she has chosen to be the companion of the mind, and therefore she has become very dirty. Mind is wandering here and there in the forests of the worldly pleasures. He is also looking for the time when he will go back to his home, in the same way that our soul is looking forward to going home. If water is moving or dirty, it is difficult for us to see our image in it. But if it is very clear and pure, and if it is still, then we can easily see our image in that water. In the same way, as long as our mind and soul are dirty, we cannot see our image within ourselves. And that is why we need to do more Simran. Simran is the only way of concentrating and purifying mind and soul. The more the mind and soul are purified, the more will we be able to still our minds and see our own self." When the king of Balak Bukhara had the yearning to realize God, he renounced everything. He left his kingdom and sat in a graveyard doing meditation. After he had left, his son had to host a big feast at which it was very important for the king to be present. So he came there searching for his father and requested him to come back to the palace and attend that party. The king didn't refuse, and he went with his son. But in order to explain things to him, the king took some halva, very oily food, and he smeared it all over a mirror so that the mirror was not clear. Then he said, "Look here, son. as this mirror has become dirty because of this delicious food, which I just put on here, and now we cannot see our faces in it. In the same way, if our soul is not clear enough, we cannot see the image of God. So for doing the devotion of God, we need to make our minds very pure. Guru Ram Das Ji here says that the service of the Sadguru is very pure and holy, and that only those souls who are holy and pure can do the service and the devotion to the Sadguru. Prophet Muhammad said that Momin, or the mouthpiece of God, the Gurumu, is like the mirror of God. Whatever we are, we see our image in the Master, and we see his image according to that. Whatever thoughts we have for the Master, they are reflected back from the Master, and we see the form of the Master in that very reflection. And the Bani says, in whose heart is deceit or falsehood, they are separated by the True One himself. The true disciples sit at the side of the Master and they serve him, and the false ones are not found there, no matter how much you search. God is truth, and therefore those who have no untruth within them, who have only truth, what do? They come to the Sadguru and they do the meditation of Shabnam. But those who don't have truth within themselves, even if they somehow come to the Master, after a while they get misled and they go away. Hazrat Bahu has said, no matter if we take the squash to Mecca, still it will not turn into a watermelon. In the same way, no matter how much sugar or sweet things we put into our sour well, still we will not be able to change the taste of the water. Guru Nanak Sahib said that if we try to explain things to a manmukh, even after listening to us, he will go to another place. The true disciples always obey the Master and lead their lives according to the instructions of the Master. They make their lives true and they do the meditation. And the Bani says, to whom the words of Satguru are not pleasing, they wander about rejected by God, even if they look good from the outside. Those who don't like the words of the Master, who do not obey the commandments of the Master, are tasteless from within as well as from without. Whatever they do has no taste, and they are always dry. And the Bani says, in whose heart there is no love for him, how long must these manmukhs be taught? Those who don't have love for God or faith in him, they wander here and there in the world like madmen. And the Bani says, he who meets the Satguru keeps his own mind steady. He keeps to his own. If we want to realize God, first of all, we need to go to the Master. And then after going to the Master, we need to take care of our own. What is our own? Nam, which is present in everybody, is our own. Nam is called our very own, because Nam is the only thing which accompanies us from this world. Master puts that within the disciples which cannot be stolen. Water cannot dissolve it, fire cannot burn it, and nobody can take it away. Even if the disciple wants to destroy it, he cannot. And the Bani says, Nanak says, he makes some meet the Master and gives them happiness. And to some who are deceitful, he himself separates them. Now Guru Ram Das Ji says that God has kept everything in his hands. There are some people who come to the Masters and obey the peace of their soul and obtain the peace of their soul. Whereas some people, those who never have any faith in the Master, do not come to him or believe in him. And the Bani says, in whose heart is the wealth of Nam, God himself takes care of his affairs. Master Sawan Singh Ji used to say that if you want to build a house or some furniture, you can go to a carpenter and tell him to come to your home and he will make the house. Then if you need something else, you can go to him again and tell him to come. But if you have him living in your home, you can get anything done from him as you want it. It is better to have a carpenter in our house if we want to make many things than to have to go and call him daily. In the same way, if we manifest God within us, then everything we need is supplied to us by God, by the Master, without our asking, because he sees everything. And once we have manifested him within ourselves, he will provide all of our needs. But we, the worldly people, do not even know what to ask from the Master. Except Nam, whatever we ask from him brings suffering to us. Guru Nanak Sahib said, O Lord, accept Nam, whatever we ask from you will bring us suffering. That is why we pray to you to give us the food of Nam, so that our hunger may be satisfied. And the Bani says, their dependence on men ceases as the Lord sits near them and takes care of their affairs. Those who manifest Nam in their hearts, they do not remain dependent on the world, because they become dependent on God. They have God, their master, on one side and world on the other. And they do not understand the world as to be as great as God or the master. The world finds no place in comparison with their master. Namdev Ji says, O Lord, if you make us rule over some kingdom, what is our glory? And if you make us beg things from others, going from door to another, then what are we going to lose? And the Bani says, if one has the Creator on his side, he has everyone on his side. And all those who have his darshan praise him. If God is in favor of you, if Master is in favor of you, then if anyone goes to have the darshan of those masters whom God and their masters favor, before having their darshan, people may say anything they want to about that master. But that master has so much attraction in him that once they see him, they become his. Chaturdas says that we do not know what image Master performs in his boat, what magic Master performs in his boat. Those who go and sit in his boat, they never come back. They remain with him. Sitting in the boat of the Master, all problems, all questions, all disputes of religion and worldly things come to an end. And he says, now here has met Ranja. Here and Ranja were two great lovers, and they are often used by the masters as symbols of the soul and the oversoul. So Chaturdas says that when here and Ranja have been united, then what can the other people do? The take for today is a talk that was given from Sanchi in Ghana on June 3rd, 1994. It's a continuation. It's entitled The Pleasures of This World.
Sufi Saint Farisab says that when it is already predetermined that you have to go back to the home, then why are you afraid of the death? Why don't you get ready and prepare yourself for the time which is definitely going to come to you one day?
ਜਿਸ ਆਤਮਾ ਤੇ ਪ੍ਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦਇਆ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਆਪਣੀ ਮਿਹਰ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਤੇ ਦਿਲ ਅੰਦਰ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਹੀ ਆਪਦੇ ਮਿਲਾਪ ਦੀ ਤਾਂਘ ਪੈਦਾ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਐਸੇ ਹੀ ਜੀਵਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੁੱਖ ਰੂਪ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੀ ਅਸਲੀਅਤ ਨੂੰ ਸਮਝਦਾ ਹੈ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਐਸੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਰਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਸ ਨੇ ਜਿੰਦੇ ਜੀ ਮੌਤ ਦਾ ਮਸਲਾ ਹੱਲ ਕਰ ਲਿਆ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮੌਤ ਤੋਂ ਨਾ ਤਾਂ ਕੋਈ ਜਪ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲਾ ਬਚਿਆ, ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਤਬੀ ਬਚਿਆ, ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਹੱਟੀ ਬਚਿਆ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਜੋਗੀ ਬਚਿਆ ਹੈ। ਮੌਤ ਦੇ ਪੰਜੇ ਤੋਂ ਕੋਈ ਬਚ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਿਆ। ਸਿਰਫ ਜੋ ਲੋਕ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਭਗਤੀ ਕਰਕੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਦੱਸੇ ਉਪਦੇਸ਼ ਤੇ ਚੱਲ ਕੇ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਰੂਪੀ ਹੋ ਗਏ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਵੀ ਇਹ ਜਨਮ ਮੌਤ ਦੇ ਪੰਜੇ ਤੋਂ ਬਚ ਸਕੇ ਹੈ।
The soul upon whom God Almighty showers His grace gets the understanding from God Almighty about the reality of this world, and they always see the things in the real way, in the real sense of this world, and they always remain detached, they always remain sad in this world, and for them the death is not something which they fear, because they always are ready for that time. Up until now no one has been able to survive the death, neither the people who do the austerities or the people who do the worship. No one has ever been able to save himself from the death, except for those beloveds of Lord, those who realize the reality of this thing. They have saved themselves because they have known the reality that why this happens.
Guru Nanak ne kaha hai, janam marna do ne nahi, jan paropkari aaye, na o jamman, jamman de vich hai, na marn de vich hai, maut padesh to upar hai. ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਹੁਕਮ ਵਿੱਚ ਮਾਲਕ ਦੇ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਹੁਕਮ ਦੇ ਵਰਤਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਜਦ ਉਹ ਬੁਲਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਦੋਂ ਚਲੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਹੈਡ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਨੀਦਰ ਇਨਵੋਲਵਡ ਇਨ ਬਰਥ ਨੋਰ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਇਨਵੋਲਵਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਡੈਥ, ਦੇ ਕਮ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਫਾਰ ਦ ਬੈਨੀਫਿਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਪੀਪਲ ਐਂਡ giving their own life impulse, they make the people meet with God Almighty. Saints and masters, they are not involved in the births and deaths, because they come in this world in the will of Lord, and whenever it comes in the will of Lord that they must return from this world, this plane, they go back. And they always spread the teachings of the will of Lord, and they always remain content in the will of Lord.
Maharaj Kripal kehnde hunde si ke jail de andar ਕਸ਼ਟ ਭੋਗ ਰਹੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਡਾਕਟਰ ਵੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਦੇਖਭਾਲ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਡਾਕਟਰ ਆਜ਼ਾਦ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਦੇਖਭਾਲ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਜੀ ਤਨ ਦੇ ਵੀ ਰੋਗੀ ਹੈ, ਮਨ ਦੇ ਵੀ ਰੋਗੀ ਹੈ, ਸਾਡੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਵੀ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਸਾਥ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਰੋਗੀ ਹੋ ਚੁੱਕੀ ਹੈ। ਸੰਤ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਇਸ ਰੋਗ ਤੋਂ ਉੱਪਰ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਆ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਪਰ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੇ ਰੋਗਾਂ ਦੇ ਉਹ ਗ੍ਰਸਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਗੇ। ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਬੜਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਰੋਗ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਕਾਮ ਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕ੍ਰੋਧ ਦਾ ਹੈ, ਲੋਭ ਮੋਹ ਹੰਕਾਰ ਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਮਾਸਟਰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਇਨ ਦ ਪ੍ਰਿਜ਼ਨ ਦ ਪ੍ਰਿਜ਼ਨਰਸ ਲਿਵ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਡਾਕਟਰਸ ਆਲਸੋ ਗੋ ਦੇਰ। ਦ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਸ ਬਿਟਵੀਨ ਦ ਪ੍ਰਿਜ਼ਨਰਸ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਪ੍ਰਿਜ਼ਨਰਸ ਆਰ ਅਨਹੈਪੀ, ਦੇ ਆਰ ਸਿਕ, ਦੇ ਆਰ ਮੈਨੀ different problem, but the doctors go there only to remove their problems. The doctors go there to help the sick prisoners. In the same way, we are the sick ones. We have the sickness of the body, we have the sickness of the mind and the soul. Whereas the saints and the mahatmas, the masters, they do not have any kind of sicknesses, because they are above the birth and death. They are above any kind of sickness, every kind of sickness. Because what is the greatest sickness? The greatest sickness or the disease is that of the lust, anger, greed, attachment and egoism. And the greatest of all is the sickness or the disease of the birth and death. And the masters are above all the sicknesses.
ਇਹਨਾਂ ਪੰਜਾਂ ਡਾਕਟਰਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਕਾਮ, ਕ੍ਰੋਧ, ਲੋਭ, ਮੋਹ, ਹੰਕਾਰ ਤੋਂ ਨਾ ਤਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਵਿਦਿਆ ਪੜ੍ਹ ਕੇ ਬਚ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਨਾ ਧਨ ਦੌਲਤ ਰਾਹੀਂ ਬਚ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਨਾ ਮਾਤਾ ਪਿਤਾ ਹੀ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਬਚਾ ਸਕਦੀ ਹੈ। ਸਿਰਫ ਸਾਧੂ ਸੰਗਤ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾ ਕੇ, ਕਿਸੇ ਸੱਚੇ ਸਾਧੂ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਰਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਪੰਜਾਂ ਡਾਕਟਰਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਬਚ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਹੈਡ ਸੈਡ that there is no way you can save yourself from this five disease or five decoys of this lust, anger, attachment and egoism. Neither any amount of reading can help you, nor any amount of wealth or any other thing can help you save yourself from this five disease or five decoys. We can be saved only if we go in the company of someone who has been enlightened and who has risen above this five disease, this five decoys. Only after going in the company of the perfect master can we become free of this five disease, can we save ourselves from five disease? Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj had said that by going in the company of the masters, these evils can be controlled. A brief hymn of Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj is presented to you. Once a true seeker came to Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj and requested him to tell him that how one can meet God Almighty and what are the benefits, what is the use of meeting with God Almighty. So Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj lovingly replied to his questions and showering a lot of grace on him, not only tells him that how to meet God Almighty, but he also tells him about the benefit and about the use of doing the devotion of Lord. So this is a very brief hymn of Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj. It requires a lot of attention. So please pay attention to this and listen to this with much attention.
Raag Gaudi Purvi Mahalla Panchma Tanna 204. Kin bhed mile ko sai mere Ram Rai, kin bhed mile ko sai mere Ram Rai.
Jab tak koi jeev santan de satsang de jaake unna di dassi hoyi yukti de mutabak ਸੁਰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈਗਾ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਚਿੱਤਰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਮਿਲਣ ਦਾ ਸਵਾਦ ਹੀ ਪੈਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈਗਾ। ਨਾ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਦੇਸ਼ ਬਦਲਣ ਦੀ ਲੋੜ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਕੌਮ ਬਦਲਣ ਦੀ ਲੋੜ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਕਾਰੋਬਾਰ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਜੰਗਲਾਂ ਪਹਾੜਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾਣ ਦੀ ਲੋੜ ਹੈ।
Unless the jiva comes to the company, comes in the company of the saint and mahatma, and according to his instructions starts doing the meditation, there is no way, there is no question of him realizing God Almighty. For realizing God Almighty, neither we need to give up our home or country, nor we need to go in the jungle. We don't even need to change our outer appearance.
ਯੋਗੀਆਂ ਦੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਕੰਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੰਦਰਾਂ ਪਾਉਣ ਦੀ ਲੋੜ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਤਨ ਤੇ ਪਗਵੇਂ ਜਾਂ ਲੀਲੇ ਕੱਪੜੇ ਪਾਉਣ ਦੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰਤ ਹੈ।
Neither we need to get our ears pierced like the yogis and wear the earrings, nor we need to wear the colored robes like the yogis or the renunciates in order to realize God.
ਨਾ ਬਾਲ ਬੱਚੇ ਤਿਆਗਣ ਦੀ ਲੋੜ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਪਤਨੀ ਨੂੰ ਪਤੀ ਤਿਆਗਣ ਦੀ ਲੋੜ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਪਤੀ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਨੀ ਨੂੰ ਤਿਆਗਣ ਦੀ ਲੋੜ ਹੈ।
Neither we need to give up our children, nor the husbands need to leave their wife, or the husband or the wives need to leave their husbands.
ਲੋੜ ਹੈ ਤਦਸਾਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਕਿਰਤ ਕਰਕੇ ਆਪਣਾ ਪੇਟ ਪਾਲਣਾ। ਜੋ ਸੰਤ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦਾ ਨਾਮ ਦਾ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਆ, ਉਹਦਾ ਇਮਾਨਦਾਰੀ ਨਾਲ ਪਾਲਣ ਕਰਨਾ, ਅਭਿਆਸ ਕਰਨਾ।
If there is anything which we need to do is that is to earn our livelihood by honest means, and the practice which the masters graciously tell us to do, the meditation, the practice of doing the meditation of Shabad Naam, by doing that sincerely and honestly, can we realize it.
Kin ved mile ko sai mere Ram Rai, kin ved mile ko sai mere Ram Rai. Koi aisa sant sahaj sukh data, mohe marg de batai.
Aap pyar na kahende hai, koi aisa sant sukh data, kyunki ਸੁੱਖ ਔਰ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਨਾਮ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੈ। ਬਾਹਰ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੀ ਨਾ ਹਕੂਮਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੁੱਖ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਧਨ ਦੌਲਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਜਾਂ ਸੁੱਖ ਹੈ।
Now he say that may I meet with some saint who is the giver of happiness, because there is no happiness, there is no peace in any worldly riches, in any worldly things. The only peace and the happiness is only by going within and only by realizing the Naam. The real peace, the true peace lies in the Naam.
Na sone jede mandra vich ਜਿੱਥੇ ਸੋਨੇ ਦੀ ਮੀਨਾਕਾਰੀ ਹੈ ਉੱਥੇ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਸੁੱਖ ਸੁੱਖ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਵਿਕਾਰਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੁੱਖ ਹੀ ਹੈ, ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਹੈ।
The peace is neither in the temple which has the carving or which is made of the gold, and also there is no peace in any other place.
ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਨਾਮ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੈ। ਨਾਮ ਲਫ਼ਜ਼ ਨਹੀਂ, ਉਹ ਤਾਕਤ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਕਣ ਕਣ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਿਆਪਕ ਹੈ। ਸੰਤ ਉਸ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਭੰਡਾਰੀ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਨਾਮ ਜਪ ਕੇ ਨਾਮ ਰੂਪ ਹੀ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ।
The peace is in the Naam, and Naam is that power who is pervading everywhere, in everyone there is the Naam. The saints come in this world as the owner of the Naam. They themselves meditate upon the Naam, and by doing the meditation of the Naam, they themselves become the form of the Naam.
Sant aisi vastu sansar vich leke aunde hai parmatma di taraf jeeva vaste. Na ko assi dhan daulat na khareed sakde hain, na assi hukumat naal hi khareed sakde hain.
Saints bring in this world such a thing given by God Almighty for us. That thing we cannot buy with any amount of money, nor can we have it through any amount of power of this world.
Daate ban ke aunde hai, oh mangte ban ke nahi aunde ge. Oh apni aisi amolk vastu da kise to koi avjana nahi mangde ge, oh kise to koi mul nahi mangde ge, balki ਅਸਾਨ ਤੱਕ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਗਏ, ਜਿਤਾਉਂਦੇ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਇੰਨੀ ਭਾਰੀ ਕੀਮਤੀ ਚੀਜ਼ ਦੇ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਹੈ।
They come as the givers. They do not come as the beggar. And they do not charge any fee for the thing. They do not charge any fee for the thing which they have come to give. Anyone after giving us so much grace and such a precious thing, they don't even make us realize, they don't even show it off to us that they have done some favor to us.
ਪਰਉਪਕਾਰੀ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਦੂਸਰੇ ਦਾ ਦੁੱਖ ਦੇਖ ਕੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਦਿਲ ਪਿਘਲ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਰਹਿਮ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਹਰ ਆਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਦੁੱਖ ਦੀ ਨਿਵਰਤੀ ਦਾ ਉਪਾਅ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ। ਅਗਰ ਸੱਚੇ ਤੋਂ ਸੱਚੇ ਹਿਤੈਸ਼ੀ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਐਸੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਹੀ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ।
They are the benefactors. And when they look at the sufferings of the people, it melts their heart, and they do every possible thing to remove the pains, the sufferings and the afflictions of the souls of everyone. If there is anyone in this world who can be called as the true sympathizer or the true benefactor, that is the master, that is the saint.
Sai samadhi kado sanu prapt hundi hai jad assi phaile hoye khayal nu santan de dasse hoye simran de jariye ਦੋਨਾਂ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਦਰਮਿਆਨ ਤੀਸਰੇ ਤਿਲ ਤੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਜਦੋਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਇਕਾਗਰ ਕਰ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਸਾਡੀ ਸਾਰੀ ਚੇਤਨ ਸਤਾ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਤੀਸਰੇ ਤਿਲ ਤੇ ਇਕਾਗਰ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ। ਔਰ ਜਦੋਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਅਸਥੂਲ ਸੂਖਮ ਕਾਰਨ ਤਿੰਨੇ ਪਰਦੇ ਲਾ ਕੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸਹਿਜ ਅਵਸਥਾ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ।
When do we get this status of sahaj? Only when we, according to the instructions of the masters, bring our attention at the eye center and withdrawing from all the outer senses. When we come to the eye center, when we put our attention at the eye center, and when we rise above all the planes, all these three bodily vestures, and come to the eye center, then we achieve the status of sahaj.
So Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj kehnde hai koi aisa sant sahaj sukh data mil jave, sanu oh parmatma de ghar de jaan da rasta dass de, kyunki ਸੰਤ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਉਸ ਰਸਤਾ ਤੇ ਰੋਜ਼ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਰੋਜ਼ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ। ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਆਵੇ ਜਾਏ ਨਿਸੰਗ, ਇਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਕਿਤਾਬਾਂ ਜੋ ਪੜ੍ਹ ਕੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਰਸਤਾ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਸੁਣਿਆ ਸੁਣਾਇਆ ਰਸਤਾ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਹੈ। ਬਲਕੂ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਕੱਲੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾਓ, ਬਲਕੂ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਓ, ਅਸੀਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਸਾਥ ਹੈ।
ਸੋ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਲਵਿੰਗਲੀ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਮੇ ਆਈ ਮੀਟ ਸੱਚ ਅ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸੇਂਟ ਹੂ ਮੇ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ਼ੀਅਸਲੀ ਸ਼ੋ ਮੀ ਦੈਟ ਵੇ ਐਂਡ ਪੁੱਟ ਮੀ ਔਨ ਦੈਟ ਪਾਥ ਵਿਚ ਮੇ ਟੇਕ ਮੀ ਬੈਕ ਟੂ ਮਾਈ ਰੀਅਲ ਹੋਮ। ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਓਨਲੀ ਸ਼ੋ ਅਸ ਦ ਵੇ, ਦੇ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਓਨਲੀ ਪੁੱਟ ਅਸ ਔਨ ਦ ਪਾਥ, ਬਟ ਦੇ ਆਲਸੋ ਹੈਲਪ ਅਸ ਟੂ ਫੋਲੋ ਦੈਟ ਪਾਥ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਹੈਲਪ ਅਸ ਮੇਕ ਅਵਰ ਰੀਅਲ ਹੋਮ।
Our closing bhajan is on page 129. Kari namana vatanada. O foreigner mind, listen. Do not be proud of your homeland. By living in the other's country, you have forgotten your own. You never sat down and thought that this dream of the world is false. Only our master, who has to take care of us, is true. From all this family and community, in the end, there is no one who is yours. Even the beautiful body about which you say, mine, mine, will become a heap of dust. Don't be proud of your efforts. The trap of the negative power is strong. He is eating the souls after roasting them, making them forget the true Nam. He is involving them in the rites and the rituals. You will be saved from the fire of hell if you will keep your attention toward the Master. Still, you have time. Take refuge in the Master. O mind, do not forget it. Meditate on Nam and take the profit. O Ajayib, if you want to have all the happiness, obey the commandments of Kirpal. O foreigner mind, listen. Do not be proud of your homeland. A bhajan of Sanchi's on page
129. Kari na mana vatana ta. Kari na mana vatana ta. Mana pardesi asana. Tu bhul ki adesh hai. Apanam pegane ke vichar ke. Jutai hai jagata. Supana sochiya kari vina beke tubu lagi atesha hai apna begane tesha vichare ke jute hai jata supana sochiya kari vina beke Sachai ko guru hai apna jisne dhyan rakhna kari na mana vatna ka kari na mana vatna ka mana pratesya sunale E kutamba kabi la jo akira koi nahi tera sundara tan rangi la jo kanda e mera hai mera E kutamba kabi la jo Akira koi nahi tera Sundara tan rangi la jo Kanda e mera hai mera Ana chahe khakdi deri Rahe na man chatna ga kari na man vatna ga kari na man vatna ga man paradesiya sunave kalata chalata dahe punapuna jivanu kariha bulakanama sachanu karma kanda vichapariha kalata chalata dahe Unaduna jivanu kariya Bulakanama sachanu Karma kanda vichya pariha Bacheta naraka diyagacho Kuru balaja narakanala Karina mana vatanada Karina mana vatanada Mana paradesiya sunale Aaj bhi sama hai tera Guru Disharana Pejatu Mana Kite Bulana Jadi Nama Chapalaha Lejatu Ajari Sasma Etera Guru Disharana Pejatu Mala kita bulana jadi nama japala le jatu ajab jesuka lene sare palana karakira palate pachanaga karina mala vatanaga karina mana vatanaga mana paradesiya sunale
Still you have time. Take refuge in the Master. O mind, do not forget it. Meditate on Nam and take the profit. O Ajayab, if you want to have all the happiness, obey the commandments of Kirpal. O foreigner mind, listen. Do not be proud of your homeland. May God bless us all.